Reish Ches, we're in the middle of Sif Yud Zayin. We're doing a Biyach Ala Tamarim, Biyach Ala Mazim, and Mokim, Ala Eitz Yotz, and Dates, which are considered something that also satiates to a certain degree. You said, Biyach Ala Mazim, and Dates, then you are Yotze. Other of the pairs of Shivas Aminim, if you made a Biyach Ala Mazim, then you are not Yotze. If you love my Ella, Biyach Ala Zon, then Ala Yayin, Biyach Ala Tamarim, Yotze. Even though you only said the first bracha, of Biyach Ala Mazim, and the wine, or the Tamarim, Yotze, even though the bracha Achav Meim Shalosh, as a little bit of the other two brachot also, but here, a nice to be dead, if you say the full first bracha of Birch HaMosim. In this case, actually, Chos and Birch HaZon, Yastel, Al Shechal of Yisrein, 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 Al Shechal of Al Hatzaf Ikshum, Tri Stefes, Al Birch HaMein Shol, Shal of Yisrein, Al Yisrein, Al Malchus. The person has a suffix, which is not added into his Alamichya, even though he's not saying any bracha of Atolim. For example, Peirish, Kikoyin Shoshosim, Masha Shostofik, and Birchot Salah Geffen, or Bayern of Foshis Rabbis, Lo Yochel, Tom Shabayern of Foshis Rabbis, Tom Shabakos Ala 8, Vyichel Imo Gamkein, Al Geffen, Al Priya Geffen. If something is a Sofik, you have to make Al Geffen. So you can't make each of fruit that is supposed to say Al 8, and then also be Sofik say Al Geffen, because since it's a Sofik, you should be saying Al Geffen, we don't say it at all. Come on, if you have a Sofik, if you have a Chuyun, Ala Geffen, and you didn't drink wine yet, you can drink a cup of wine, and then Ala Geffen will help him. The idea behind it is that, on a Tzadi, you're not mechuyev to say Ala Geffen, you're just saying words that are not shy to the bracha. Mishiru said, what happens if a person ate a food, he's not sure if it's one of the Shivas Aminim. He never saw a fig before. Maybe it's a fig, maybe it's something else. So Magram says, you could take wine, or one of the Chamishas Minei Dovim, which you make Ala Michi or Ala Geffen, and you'll add Ala Eitz Priyates, and be Yotze Mvanshah. Why? Because if even this is not what the Shivas Aminim, so you could say pre-ates in the Shivas. If it's definitely pre-ates, but it's not clear from the Shivas Aminim, then that type of stuff you can't say in the body of the Alamichya, because you're not saying something false. It happens to be a fruit. It does not mean one thing in the second of Bracha. The stuff we had before, the Zichlal, if you had a suffix, if this is Zichlal, Shach, Geffen. And Mr. Brewer brings also from the Taz that this idea of not adding a suffix to your Alamichya is only about the Pila, don't do that. The Yevon, if you already drank the Maskin as a Suffolk, then an Echanami should add it. So he's saying even bigger Chiddush. So Chachil means, don't drink some Maske, which is a Suffolk Alagetven, on the Smach, they can add it to your Alamichya. Because a Chachil, you shouldn't be saying Alagetven since you're not sure if you have to make Alagetven. But if it's already post fact, you already drank it, and now you have to make a Baruch HaKroina, so what are you going to do? You can't make a Baruch HaKroina because it's maybe it's Alagetven. You can't make a Gevon because maybe it's Baruch HaKroina. In this situation, he says you can include it in the Ala Michya and add the Ala Goffin. There's in a case where you ate something, and it's a suffix if you had a shear. For example, wine, it's a suffix if the shear is a kazayis or a revius. So if you ate more than a kazayis and less than a revius, since there is a sad that you are mechuyev to make a brocha choyin on it, then you could do this thing of adding it to your Michya as a brocha. Simen Reish Tes, Vokav Kois, Shel Sheikhev, or Shel Mayim, or Potom HaBoch Leshem, and Kerim Elch Ulam, Al Das Leim Eshakov. He was planning to say Shehakov, the Tama by Priya Goffin. Back then he said by Priya Goffin. So basically said the wrong Nusuch. Ein Machzim Oysam is Nation Vishosh, Yitzvah Shem Amachus, Shem Iker HaBrochon, and Skavim HaBrochon, Ruyu Lo Oysamim. The first opinion is a tremendous Kiddush. You said, Rosh Hashem Kerim Echon by Priya Goffin, and water, you yoyts. Why? Because when you said Rosh Hashem Kerim Echon, long, your plan was to say, Shakal Nidivara, and mistakenly, you said by Priya Goffin. That's the Rambam that you go by your thoughts, even though the words you said were incorrect. Most of the posting disagree with that, and they say, you go by what he said? The mice said, we pass the analogous. Rather, you said the wrong bracha, then you do say the bracha over again. Yeshayimim, Shemloch of Kois, Sheikher, or Mayim, Sadashu Yayin, both of us in Kerim Elchay, Lom, Aldash, or Kriya Gopher. Now, that's another case. He had a cup of water, and he thought it was wine. When he said, Rosh Hashem Elchay, Lom, he was planned to say, Boy, Kriya Gopher, but the mice said, Nizka, Shu Sheikher, and Mayim, Sim Shakel. So he said everything right. He said, Shakel, Nibi Bor, he had the wrong Kavana for the first half. In that case, he is Yaitse, only Mitzafik. The Mitzafik in the Gemara. Ramah says, Mechol Shekein, Hoi Miyod, Yayin, Mitzafik Shumayim. He had wine, he thought it was water, and he thought it was planned to say Shakul, and then he is Kavir Kor Kriya Goffin. So that's, even the Shakul was planned to say, but David worked. So surely, over here, that he eventually said the right bracha, he's Yaitse.